The first thing to note here after climbing the stairs or using the lift is the container of everything that we can see. In other words, the building itself. We are in a one-of-a-kind house, unique in that it was used as a saint's workshop when it was built in 1890, but also, right from the start, it was the residence of Marian Vajreda and his family. Visitors to the museum have the opportunity to enter the stately mansion of an outstanding figure of Catalan culture of the late 19th century. It is true that, at present, the estate has been adapted to receive visitors. But it still makes for a fascinating visit, which allows us to observe the distribution of the spaces, the large windows and doors, the mouldings, the joinery work, and the colourful stained glass windows. We can imagine daily life in the mansion, the domestic servants going up and down stairs, working in difficult conditions, the lady directing the meals to be served in a luxurious crockery set, the men's conversation over drinks of liqueur, cigars from Cuba, or the select cigarettes, like those smoked by Marian Vajreda. A building, a world, an era. Regardless of whether you went up in the lift or you climbed the stairs, we will start the visit in the room of the giants. The tradition of the giants in Catalonia has been intense over the last few centuries and remains very popular to this day. In a lot, the giants were made at the first El Arte Cristiano workshop. The existence of an artisan and industrial infrastructure dedicated to the production of religious images created some first-class professionals who were able to diversify their tasks and to dedicate themselves to items such as material for the popular festivals. What better place to make the giants than in the saints' workshops? The two pairs of giants that we can see are the work of leading names in the artistic history of our region. Ramon Amadeo, who is credited with making the old giants of Olot. Miquel Blay, the creator of the new male giant. And Celesti Devesa, the creator of the new female giant. These last two were students of Joseph Berger I Bosch, professor and director of the drawing school of Olot. The pieces that we see here are the giants which came out on the streets for almost 100 years. In the 1980s, some replicas were made to make them easier to carry, significantly lightening the weight to make it easier for those carrying them to perform the dances and parades through the town.